This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I have a conversation quickly about the niqab, because after I posted my video where I was talking about, you know, if I took off my niqab, you know, how would you feel? How would you take that? How would you understand it? I've seen so many comments from people saying, you know, if you feel you need to do it, or if you did it, or I'm so sorry to hear you're going through this. And, you know, like, people sounded really concerned, and they were either like, you know, please don't do it, or we'd understand totally if you did, or, you know, all sorts of, mashallah, really kind and sincere responses. I just would like to make it clear to everyone that I am not considering taking off my niqab. Okay, I'm going to say that again. I am not considering taking off my niqab. When I made that video, it was in the wake of a lot of quite high profile influencers taking off their hijabs and sharing their personal journeys. And, you know, it caused a lot of, should I say, unease within the community at the time, because on the one hand, you know, we know about the obligation of hijab, but on the other hand, you know, we don't want people to feel judged, and we don't want them to feel ostracized by the community. So at that time, it was actually a really difficult thing for people to see sisters that they had looked up to, that they had admired, that they had been rooting for. Maybe they had supported them in terms of likes or views or shares, or even, you know, monetarily, for them to see them kind of turning their back on hijab, or letting the hijab go, or their hijab sort of becoming not what it was before. So this was the context in which I recorded that video. So it was a while back. Alhamdulillah, that was a good couple of years ago. I'm still here. I'm still wearing my niqab. I personally have never felt the need to take off my niqab to do the work that I'm doing. Okay. And I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Even though I view the niqab as sunnah, as something mustahab, and inshallah, bi-ithnillah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards me for it, I still have been wearing this niqab now for a good, I want to say 20 years, maybe even 21 years. And everything that I've done that you've seen, whether it's writing books, whether it's speaking on stage, whether it's being on TV, whether it's teaching, coaching, making money, giving charity, whatever it is, also raising my 5 children, living an active, involved life with them, moving countries, traveling the world, all of that has been done with this niqab, walillahi alhamd. And I just want to put that out there, because I remember having a conversation with a Dutch journalist who had come to my house to interview me for something. And she said to me, you know, like, why do you hold on to this particular aspect of Islam? You know, if you don't believe that it's wajib, you don't believe that it's obligatory, so why would you put that on yourself? Why would you make things difficult for yourself in that area? You know, Europe would accept you so much more if you didn't have that. You have important things to say. And, you know, Europe, she was saying specifically Europe because she was from Holland, Europe would be able to listen to you so much more if you didn't have that covering your face, and your message would be able to spread so much more. And I said to her, you know what, thank you for your kind words, I appreciate it. But what you need to understand is that my success or failure, and my growth and my achievements, my triumphs and my tests and my challenges are from my Lord. They are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, all this stuff that I've achieved, alhamdulillah, through my life, I cannot take the credit for any of it. And if anyone has listened to me speak, or you've learned under me, or I've coached you, or you are a close friend of mine, you know that I don't take credit for any of this. Whatever it is that I have of khair is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and saw fit to bless me with these things while I was wearing this niqab for His sake alone. So why would I, in the pursuit of more of what He's already blessed me with, why would I then take a step back and do less for my Lord? That doesn't make sense for me. Doesn't make any sense. Why should I get rid of something that I pray is earning me in the akhirah in order to exchange it for something of the dunya? It doesn't make sense to me. And again, this is my personal experience. Alhamdulillah, I always will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me to be able to do all that I do with this niqab. And the interesting thing is, check this out. I remember I've been working with Pop-Up. I've been working with Pop-Up, which is a wonderful organization related to children's books. And I've been working with them for a few years when I was living in the UK, a lot more. But even when I moved away, they still used to invite me over. They would present my books into schools, and schools would study books like She Wore Red Trainers, especially the very popular one. But schools would study them, and then Pop-Up would bring me to the UK so that I could, you know, do workshops with the kids that had been studying my book in class. So they approached me again to come in on another year. And I said to the guy who runs it, Dylan, I said, why me, Dylan? You know, why do you choose to work with me? You know, there's so many children's authors out there. And you know what he said to me? He said to me, you are powerful, Naima. You are powerful. And I was a bit taken aback. I was like, And he was like, your books are amazing, but on top of that, you get people thinking. You challenge their ideas. You challenge their preconceptions. You challenge their prejudices by your presence, by the work that you do, by the way that you present yourself, by the confidence with which you are totally yourself. You are powerful. And, you know, thanks so much, Dylan Calder. I will never, ever, ever forget that. And so anytime someone tries to put me in a box, especially a victim box, because I'm wearing niqab, I'm busting up right out of there. I'm sorry. I don't accept any victim labels because of the fact that I wear niqab. I chose this. I chose this for the sake of Allah. I chose this as an act of worship. And whatever comes with that, I'm good with it. Like I said, my experience, alhamdulillah, so far has been more or less overwhelmingly positive. I haven't had to deal with some things that other sisters have had to deal with. So please bear in mind, I'm speaking from my own perspective. But on to the issue of the personal journey. Like I said, I've been wearing the niqab for about 20 years now. Alhamdulillah, I'm still going strong with it. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allows me to show my face in public on this forum or anywhere else where you guys will see me. I ask Allah's protection from that. I've been wearing niqab for 20 years. I've no interest in taking it off. Even if, and I want to say this to sisters who may be struggling with their iman or struggling with the demands of their lives, or maybe the fact that they're in a new situation means they can't wear it anymore, or whatever the case may be, everyone's journey is different. But what I will say is, I don't want to be one of those people who their personal journey and their personal struggles with obeying Allah end up being a fitna for the people. I'm going to say that again. I seek refuge in Allah from being one of those people whose personal struggles with iman end up being a fitna for the people. Because while on the one hand, we all understand that iman goes up and down, we understand that everybody's on a journey, it's a private journey. It should be a private journey. If I start sinning tomorrow, that should be between me and my Lord. It should not be broadcast to the world in the name of transparency, in the name of sharing my truth, in the name of being real with my followers. That's nonsense. I don't agree with it. I think it's a very dangerous trend that us Muslims have gotten caught up in, where we broadcast our sins before the people in the name of transparency, in the name of authenticity. I'm sorry, I don't agree with it. If I'm struggling, and I'm sure I will struggle like any one of you will struggle. If I'm struggling, trust and believe, I'm going to keep that to myself. And I'm going to make dua to Allah to help me to get through this and to become stronger, to rectify myself, to do my istighfar without dragging anyone else down with me. And that's the quintessential truth, Ruth. Like, that is what it is. So for those of you who were worried or felt some kind of way about the video on the niqab, please don't worry. Alhamdulillah, Allah's protection reigns, and I am not in any danger of taking off my niqab. It's not something that I'm considering at all. I do believe that some of us have a responsibility to stay strong for the people. Even if you have your own private issues, your own private weaknesses and difficulties, stay strong in what you show the people. It's not, and you know, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not hypocrisy. It's just your izzah, isn't it? You know, and it's not being a fitna for the people by displaying your sins or making something public that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept private. So, with that being said, I want to thank every single one of you who commented on that previous video. I hope that this clarifies that I'm not looking to take off the niqab, and I'm, alhamdulillah, under no distress whatsoever about it. May Allah preserve me and protect me with that, and all of you as well, wherever you are on your journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen you, make you strong, allow you to keep moving forward bi-idhnillah, so that you can meet Him with the very best of your deeds. Okay, inshallah. So guys, just wanted to jump on here, so just put the niqab on quickly, came over and did this video. Please do like the video if you got anything from it, share it with somebody who may need to hear this, and please do subscribe to the channel and click the notification bell so that you can be reminded of any time I am uploading a video. So far we're almost at 20,000 subscribers. Would love to reach 20,000 by the end of the month. So please, if you haven't subscribed and you're benefiting from the content, make sure you subscribe. And I will see you, inshallah, in the next video. Take good care of yourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.